This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah to discuss with EU member nations ambassadors and head of missions today. Joint meeting to be focused on Nepal's current priorities, bilateral relations and cooperation. Government fixes minimum support price of paddy for fiscal year 2026-27. Cabinet decides to make public cooperatives fraud probe commission report. Department of Postal Services expands courier service to 60 districts aiming to enhance public service delivery. And U.S. carries out fresh strikes in southern Iran citing self-defense. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah will hold a joint meeting today with non-resident ambassadors and head of missions of countries of the European Union EU. Prime Minister Shah is scheduled to have a group meeting and discussion with them at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at 11:30 a.m. According to the Prime Minister's press and research advisor Deepa Dahal, the collective meeting will focus on providing information about Nepal's current priorities, further strengthening bilateral relations and discussing various areas of cooperation. Earlier on the 8th of April, Prime Minister Shah held a collective meeting and dialogue with ambassadors of various countries and heads of diplomatic missions in Nepal. The government has appointed Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Mukesh Dongol, as the Director General of Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel shared that the meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar appointed Dongol to the post. Likewise, the Cabinet meeting has decided to release the report of the Cooperatives Fraud Probe Commission 2082. The Cabinet meeting yesterday also fixed the minimum support price of paddy for the fiscal year 2026-27, setting the price of coarse paddy at 3,660 rupees per quintal and medium paddy at 3,860 rupees per quintal. According to Minister Pokhrel, yesterday's cabinet meeting approved the letter of replying to be sent to the government of China for the implementation of the Nepal-China Chilime-Kerung cross-border power transmission line. The government has expanded its courier service to 60 districts aiming to enhance public service delivery directly to citizens' homes. The Department of Postal Services is focused on digitizing and streamlining the process for delivering essential documents such as passports, driving licenses and academic certificates. Department's Director General Manamaya Bhattrai Pangini noted that initial challenges from some districts have been overcome, leading to the effective operation of the service in most areas. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet at 11 this morning. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadak Raj Paudel will present a proposal seeking consideration on the Tourism Bill 2081. Similarly, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam is scheduled to table a proposal to send the National Forensic Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081 for clause-wise discussion in the concerned parliamentary committee. The meeting agenda also includes clause-wise discussions and passes of the House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Bill 2083 and the Voter List First Amendment Bill 2083. Ambassadors and representatives of several European Union member countries paid a courtesy call on Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel yesterday. According to the Minister's Secretariat, Deputy Head of Mission of the European Union Office in Nepal Thomas Miller and non-resident ambassadors of Lithuania, Cyprus, the Czech Republic, Luxembourg, Romania, Denmark and the Netherlands held discussions with the Minister at Latter's office in Singha Darbar. The meeting discussed bilateral relations, cooperation in the education sector and other contemporary issues. The 126 megawatt capacity Lower Sethi hydropower project is going to be constructed in Tanahu. Head of the project Hari Kumar Shrestha shared the information that the project is going to be built with $227 million, 30% equity and 70% loan from the Asian Development Bank. The dam of the semi-reservoir project is located in Bandipur 6 and Devghat Rural Municipality 3 of Tanahu. The lawmakers have demanded the immediate rehabilitation of citizens held in holding centers. In a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, the lawmakers stated that it is the responsibility of the state to make proper arrangements and rehabilitate the homeless. While discussing the on-site observation report conducted by the committee at the holding center, they stated that it is necessary to create social security and employment opportunities for the citizens in the holding center to sustain their daily lives. Similarly, speaking in the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam, said the government was preparing stricter legal provisions to control sexual violence against women and children, cybercrime, financial crimes and corruption. During the meeting, lawmakers stressed the need for policy reforms to ensure justice for people living below the poverty line, regulate misuse of artificial intelligence and improve healthcare services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A delegation from the Korea Program on International Agriculture, KOPIA, led by South Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Tae-yong, held talks with Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, yesterday. According to the Minister's Secretariat, discussions focused on strengthening Nepal-Korea cooperation in agriculture, livestock, forestry and environmental sectors. During the meeting, Ambassador Park said the KOPIA Center, established last year in collaboration with the Nepal Agricultural Research Council, NARC, has been conducting research on vegetables and potatoes. Both sides agreed to make bilateral and multilateral cooperation between Nepal and South Korea more effective and result-oriented in future. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States military says it has carried out fresh strikes in southern Iran targeting missile sites and boats allegedly attempting to lay mines. The BBC has quoted the U.S. Central Command as saying the action was taken in self-defense to protect American forces and claimed restraint was being used amid an ongoing ceasefire environment. The strikes reportedly hit areas near Bandar Abbas, a key southern port city close to the Strait of Hormuz. However, Iran has not yet issued an official response. The development comes as diplomatic talks between the United States and Iran continue, with both sides indicating some progress but acknowledging that a final agreement is not yet imminent. Discussions reportedly include a possible ceasefire extension, nuclear-related issues, sanctions relief, and frozen assets. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy today in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces. The division has forecast moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions and in parts of the Tarai of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Likewise, light rain with thunder and lightning is also likely at one or two places in the Tarai region of Lumini province. Meanwhile, hot weather conditions are expected to continue in parts of the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudarpaschim provinces. Wind storms are also possible at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah to discuss with EU member nations, ambassadors and heads of missions today. Joint meeting to be focused on Nepal's current priorities, bilateral relations and cooperation. Government fixes minimum support price of paddy for fiscal year 2026-27. Cabinet decides to make public cooperatives fraud probe commission report. Department of Postal Services expands courier service to 60 districts aiming to enhance public service delivery. And U.S. carries out fresh strikes in southern Iran, citing self-defense. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.